conversation. Man, if you looked at the price of gold a month ago and looked today, you'd go, whoa, something's going on. And what's going on is exactly what my next guest predicted. He said, oftentimes you'll have a little bit of a sell-off to start the year, and then if there's going to be a push, if there's a chance for it to take off, it's going to happen late February, early March. Boy, did it. Went up almost $200 an ounce. And so that's pretty remarkable. Tom Colson here from Liberty Coin Service. Again, Tom, good to see you.
Good to see you, Steve. Good morning.
Let me see. The price got up to almost $2,200. I was ready to kiss $2,200. And you know, back, what was it, a month ago, 5 weeks ago, it dipped just below $2,000. I thought to myself, should I buy now or should I wait for it to go a little bit lower? And then it creeped around there. I didn't pay attention, and boom, I missed out. What's going on?
Yeah, to be honest, I was expecting a little bit more of a sell-off as well. I thought we'd get closer to 1900, but it just dipped below 2000 for a couple of trading days and not for very long. And then it's been off to the races here ever since. Once we crossed that number of 2070, which was the peak a couple of times in the last few years, that became the new floor, I think, for the market. So I think 2070 is kind of the floor right now in terms of where gold could go down to. And we're still trying to find out where the top is. As you mentioned, we got close to 2,200 in the last week or so. We sold off a little bit yesterday, but still pretty strong at 2,160 right now.
Yeah.
Silver about $24 too, which is stronger,
almost
but
25.
Still comparatively weak.
Yeah. You know, and you still think the silver is a better buy. I mean, that's what you've been saying for a number of weeks now, that silver might be a better place to get in if you want to get in.
Yeah, right now silver's at half its all-time high, where gold is at its all-time high. Premiums on silver coins and gold coins, for that matter, are comparatively low compared to where they've been over the last year or 2 years. So you could get stuff for very good prices right now, and the overall spot price of silver is still pretty cheap when you consider it in relationship to gold.
Right. Now, so people all over the country can, you know, work with Liberty Coin Service because you have ways you can ship and do different things. Now, I actually went into the store here a few weeks ago and bought some things, and I was, I guess, interested to learn that you have, like, bulk silver dimes. You can't see the dates. They're not really worth anything. They're not, you know, rare or valuable, but you have them in bulk. Is that sort of a common thing?
Yep, we always have that in stock. That's a staple of the type of silver product that we sell. A lot of people ask for that. They call it the constitutional silver, the 90% silver coin. But, yeah, dimes and quarters we have in bulk, half dollars as well, for a little bit more of a premium.
So what's the premium on that? If silver's at, say, we'll just round it, $24.50, what's the sale price for you? Because I'm going to guess it's similar in different places.
If you're buying it in quantity, I think at our bag lot, which is a fairly large lot, it's, I think, about $1.89 over spot, which compared to other forms of silver is quite cheap. And you're talking, I think it's about a 7% premium, roughly.
Right. So just buying a bulk sack of dimes, which, you know, if there was a black market or there was a crisis, those are pretty easy things to trade around and people have value in them. Doesn't matter if they see the date or not. All right, let's talk about some silver coins. That's good. That's good information. No, so before I let you get off the subject, though, where do you see it going then? Silver, gold, we staying here? We going up?
Well, my initial guess was that we push to about 2,400 on gold. I still think that's probably the truth, and I think we'll see it sometime in the next several months. I don't know how long it's going to take. There's always fits and starts here, but I see that as an attainable goal for the next leg up on gold. And again, support at 2070. So if we get any drop below 2070 for any period of time, I'd reassess. But right now, that's what I'm thinking.
All right.
For silver, you know, I think 26 is kind of the ceiling in the short run, because that's kind of been an area of resistance in the past. If we can break over that 26 number, then I think it has some room to run up to 30. But until we do that, I don't see it going much above the 26 number.
Sticking right where it is. All right. Let's talk about a silver dollar from 1922 as our first coin up today. And remember, you can always send your pictures if you got coins at home and you don't know what they're worth, or you've got other collectibles and valuables. Tom knows a tremendous thing, a tremendous amount of things about collectibles. Coins at stevegruber.com, the email to send it to. And the first one is a silver dollar from 1922. It's worth its weight in silver for sure. What's this coin?
At least, yeah, that's a 1922 peace dollar. The second year they made that to basically commemorate the end of World War One, as you see peace down on the bottom where the eagle's sitting on the top of the mountain. They're very collectible. They do trade for a little bit more than their silver value. The actual silver value right now, I think, is about $17. And, you know, on a retail basis, those sell for just a shade under $30, typically.
So very collectible.
We buy them around the 20, 25 range is where we're buying them at, too.
There you go. All right. So we're going to go back deep in time for this next coin. Not an American coin. I can barely identify what it is, but that's why I bring you in, Tom.
Well, yeah, this is an ancient Roman coin. It's a Cistercius, which is a large bronze coin of Julia Domna. She was the wife of Septimus Severus, who was the Roman emperor from 193 to 211 AD. So this is from right around 200 AD.
What's it worth?
That one with the wear like it might be something you'd retail for $20, $25. They're not super scarce. And if they don't have high condition, they tend not to be worth a whole lot of money.
So easy. And the last one, of course, is the world-famous Buffalo nickel. It's on flat ground. Can't see the date. Cool thing to have, but is there any value to it?
Yeah, this is pretty common. The date was on a high point of the coin, so typically a lot of times you'll see them worn off, so you can't read the date. In that condition, they're something we buy for around 10 cents, and you know they sell for 15 or 20 cents. A lot of craft people will buy them in bulk and make them into jewelry when they're like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess if they're worth 15 or 20 cents and they have a cool factor, that makes sense to me. Again, coins at stevegruber.com. If you've got something collectible, coins you've gotten somewhere along the line, bought at a flea market or inherited it, send us the pictures. We'll evaluate it with Tom Coulson from Liberty Coin Service. Tom, thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Steve.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, and I'll be right back.